Blog Talk Radio.
Family, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiinka 7 live coming to serve you. Yes, I am here to serve you. I am your Maliwa. I am your advocate. And I am also here to serve you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Care to Read Room. It's been quite a long time in between those Tuesdays. Since we had previously been on for 2 to 3 days. That's right. It's giving me a little sabbatical, a badly needed sabbatical, I would might say as well. And ladies and gentlemen, I did promise you that I was coming back to you to tell you the name of the multi-level company that I decided to go with. I was giving you all those descriptions and detail for detail, but unfortunately, I have different information to share with you briefly. I won't be long. I won't deter it. I'm going to get on the topic of discussion, music education. We're just going to focus in on the music education because I do want to regurgitate why I did not make my change. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was previously associated with another multi-level business, which I was really, really happy with. However, I thought it would be necessary to change my cell phone carrier. But I decided to stay with my previously existing multi-level company, which affords me the opportunity to have email conferencing, and video conferencing, which I so badly need in the profession that I'm in. You can get cell phone service anywhere, but when you think of the company that I am about to tell you about, ooh, wowee, I've actually presented this company to you in full detail earlier this year. Ooh, wowee is a company I decided to stay with because they offer the best service and video conferencing and also video email. And I presented that to you. You can go back and listen to my show on demand. And the gentleman came and presented that for, I think, 3 or 4 days on Ooh Wow Wee. So I decided to stay with Ooh Wow Wee. I want to stay dedicated to them and give them a chance. They've been doing some changes. However, I do like the fact that those brothers really, really took care of me. And they service me, and I need their service. But I don't necessarily really need another cell phone carrier. I'm pretty happy with the carrier I have. I just saw all the bells and whistles, and then I had to think clearly. Is it worth it to go through all of that new initiation? It's better to stay with a company that you have some familiarity with. So I decided to stay with Ooh Wow Wee. Now, if you still want to jump on a bandwagon and be connected to our family, then you definitely can do that because Brother Montgomery came in this room and talk to you personally. He was upfront and personal with everyone about the services. And we had an entourage of several other downlines that were with him on those 3 days. I think it was 3 or 2. I can't remember now. However, Uwawi is my selection. And I've been with Uwawi for a while, just a little inactive. Now I plan to become active so I could utilize that service for tutorials and working with people online who need to be in a setting where they can interact in a didactic type of setting where I can see them, they can see me. There's no other software out there that owns their own carrier like Uwawi. So I want to give some shout-outs to Uwawi. That is the carrier I decided to stay with. Was with them all along. Didn't know I had something until I went back and assessed it once again. Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing me to chat and carry on like that. Now, let's get back to the topic of discussion. Today is music education, and we're starting that off with a bang. Now, we did give you one segment of music education, but today we're going to focus in on something that is really neurologically connected to most of the questions that you might have about rhythm, who's got soul. Like James Brown said, I got soul. And he brings it to us like he's got soul. He puts some in it. And you know when a person's got soul, it's going to be smooth, rhythm and mellow and not jerky and choppy. That's what happens when you don't have enough melanin. Now, let me say this for the record. I'm going to be quoting Professor Johnson, who is an investigative researcher, and he has been lecturing for many, many years on melanin. And most of what I'm about to tell you is going to be quoted from Professor Johnson. Now, let me say this. Before I get into the topic of music and education, does melanin have any reference to intellect and intelligence? And how can melanin serve a person who would like to be musically intellect? And because we're talking about music therapy, we want to tie it into it being therapeutical and medicinal. So ladies and gentlemen, hold tight to your seats, because when we come back, I'm going to say, is it black enough for you? Can you dig it? I can dig it. They can dig it. Can you dig it? We all can dig it, because we got soul. Hold on to your seat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in a minute, ready to bring you our dedication and our talking cue. Bring out your list of your name and start calling out your ancestors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Approaching the talking cure room. This is where we talk out our problems in an effort to meditate and concentrate on those issues that we can speak life into as we begin to raise our cups and pour libation to Oludulama Ray, who is a higher spectrum in our lives, who is God, who represents the Godhead, and our Ori, which is on our head. We like to pour libations to Oludulama Ray, and holding your cup up and pouring libations. Will you pour libations with me? Ashe. I like to pour libations to Yamanye, who is the owner of the oceans and the rivers, and who knows no enemy, and who is the mother that watches over us, and her name is Yah-Min-Yeh, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libation to the father of the Orishas, Obatala. He is the king of the Orishas, the man in white. We like to pour libations to Obatala. He is all-knowing, Obatala. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I call on Sheikh Esdiab, and I ask him, will he write another one of those great books like he has written? And I call on Jackie Robinson and say, will you please come and knock out oppression and discretion and partiality? I call on Nina Simone and ask her to sing one of her sweetest, goodest songs, like Little Girl Blue. I asked her to sing another song like she sang before, as she sang the sweet song, The Four Women. I asked her to come and sing Backlash. I asked her to come and backlash Jim Crow. I asked her to come and knock out discrimination once again by singing that song, Mississippi, and You Are So Bad on Black People. I asked Nina Simone to come and reconnect her melanin with us today. I asked her to stand before us today, and I call forth all of the ancestors and ask them to come and be with us today as we begin to challenge them to allow us to tap into their melanin so that we can get the frequency today and we can have a vibration that is reconnected back to all of our ancestors that are in the middle passage, that they're still passing through the lagoon. We can tap in because we know they're just a frequency away, and frequency never dies, nor can it be recreated. So it has to be out in the atmosphere. And we're tapping into the melanin today to reconnect ourselves back to it. Why don't you tap into the melanin? Don't you know it's a marvelous thing? It's that thing which they're fighting for right now. The melanin war is all over the place. And we as Black people think it's just a byproduct, but it's not a byproduct. It's the thing that keeps you healthy. It's the things that protect you from the rays of the sun. It's the things that they're fighting for to create and put it in a bottle called melatonin. It's a thing that's going to be what keeps us alive. Now, today, as we begin to talk about melanin and how does melanin relate to the intellect and our intelligence, help us to understand that we have a great substance that's within us and that all other races were made from. There's not one that doesn't have some melanin, but let's talk about what relationship does education and melanin have to do with intellect. Thank you so much. And for all those families, if you have desires and need, reach out your hand right now. You know, the good book says if you abide in him and his words abide in you, then you can ask what you will. It says in the good book, if you abide in him and his word abide in you, you can ask what you will. If you abide in him and your words abide in him, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. Why don't you go and abide in him today and abide in his words so you can ask what you will and it shall be given to you. Ladies and gentlemen, abiding is what we've been called to do. And as we abide in being obedient, today we're staying on course. We're talking about music and educational music that pertains to neurological aspect, melanin, and the reference to intellect. Now, I ask the question, does melanin have anything to do with the intellect? I'm finishing up a book, ladies and gentlemen, which I did research on for African-American males, looking at the context of children who were most frequently diagnosed with attention deficit disorders and other problems such as autism, Down syndrome, and children who had behavior disorders. So this melanin topic is not something that's brand new for me. But I do know that music is very, very important to dealing with children who have been diagnosed because of the ability it has to therapeutically allow the child to master skills in the area of learning them through song and music, and the retention and long-term and short-term memory can retain them better. Now, does melanin cause you to retain information better? The more melanin you have, will you be able to retain in your short-term memory and long-term memory? Ladies and gentlemen, there are conferences that are being given right now as we speak. There are budgets and money being put out there for melanin. There's been so much information that's been done in the last century on retarding the aging process with melanin, using melanin for intellect. However, blacks are not included in those research. But for those of you who are academia, you can get your hands on those documents, just as Professor Thomas did and, Johnson did as he began to lecture. And he's got several lectures out there, but I want to say for the record, music is one that we try to overlook. But there is rhythm in music. And when I talked about soul, the soul part is the rhythm, the ability to hear music and also to have your third eye open. Your third eye is usually called the black dot, your sixth sense, so to speak, where you have that available to you to go up a little higher. Now, as I explain this to you, there has been all types of controversial information out there about the black dot and the third eye. Now, I ask the question, can you consume melanin to make you intelligent? And what does melanin do? It's not just a byproduct, but it also is a precursor that will act like DNA. It can reproduce itself. It has a brain. Melanin is some bad, it's a bad, bad boy. I want to tell you that melanin is some tough stuff. Okay, can you dig it? I can dig it. They can dig it. Now, why don't you dig it? Because there's other people digging on our melanin. And don't think because you're a shade too dark that you have to hold your head low. Those of us who are darker have more melanin. So those who are darker than night, hold your head up. That means you're more enriched in melanin. Now, does that give you the ability to have rhythm, to be able to spring back, having the power to retain information and recall information at a short-term notice? Yes, it does. Now, Dr. Lyolo Africa also, who I interviewed personally during my research, had confirmed the understanding of melanin. And Dr. Carroll also wrote plenty of information on melanin. Now, if melanin has a brain, and if melanin is the substance that acts like DNA, then it is a strong, powerful substance. Now, let me say something. First of all, melanin has a bonding capability. Now, because it's so strong and concentrated in the brain and the genital areas, guess what? Just like they decided to put reefer on the market, then they took reefer off the market and it wasn't anywhere to be found. They were doing research in the meantime to find out what is the strongest thing that will bond to melanin. And they discovered that it was cocaine, that it would bond to melanin. And when bonding to melanin would cause it to be in the brain, even when a person did a complete rehabilitation, such as a 12-step program or what have you, that even if they got rehabilitated and debriefed themselves, that 2-3 years from then, they could still get a contact because of the substance bonding itself to the brain. Now, why would anyone create a product that will bond to our melanin so you could become addicted? And the drug would be something that you would nearly kill to get because you're addicted and because it's bonded to your DNA and your melanin. Now, let me say this much. One thing about melanin, it was created to also prevent aging and to also create a barrier, a protective barrier. When people say they go and get the HIV test and they showed up positive, a false negative or a false positive will happen when someone is tested for drugs. Sometimes marijuana, when they're tested for marijuana, it could give a false negative because of the melanin in the blood. It could act from other products in the body as if you've had marijuana. Now, a false negative. Also, when most people of color are tested for HIV, they test positive. That's because the antibodies have built up and they're fighting. And they're fighting off the foreign object in the body. It doesn't mean that they have AIDS. So then if you're given some type of antidote, is the actual cure that you're given causing the side effects, or is it because you have the HIV virus? Most doctors have confirmed that all African Americans can give a false negative as if they have the disease but don't necessarily have it. And they have also confirmed that the medication that's given can actually cause a full-blown outburst of AIDS. So then are we treating something that's not there and the drugs that we're treating it with causing a problem? I'll let you be the judge of that. And I'm not going to sit here and debate over that. My topic is music. So what does melanin have to do with music, Omi Inka? Melanin has a lot to do with music. When you start a child out early in music, the rhythm seems to just come on its own. The child can beat to the regulation of rhythm. The child can stride and the child can move to the beat with smooth motion. Because of the melanin, it causes the body to move in that perspective. Now, as I said before, all human beings have a bit of melanin. So, to a certain degree that you don't have melanin, that is when you lack soul. So when someone said that you got too much soul, tell them you just have melanin. You're endowed with melanin. Now, people are doing everything to get their hands on melanin. Now, they're now making it, putting it in bottles. That's why you can go right in the drugstore and find melatonin. So who do you suppose are taking this drug? What does the drug do? Or what does the vitamin do? Well, it makes you relax. It makes you calm and cool and laid back, because that's what melanin people do. That's what some people do. Now, you know, now we are not at ourselves, because it used to be a time we were so cool. Can you dig it? I can dig it. They can dig it. You can dig it. We didn't need no resource. We didn't need all that, because we were cool within ourselves. And let me tell you, when you put reefer and drugs in your body, you stop the melanin from producing. It becomes calcified, and you don't have that smooth and laid-back disposition anymore, because you've damaged your melanin. Now, dig it. You don't want to damage your melanin. You want that cool and laid-back feeling so you can lay down the music and lay down the tracks with some rhythm. So you are tampering with your melanin when you're smoking reefer, when you're doing cocaine. You are destroying your melanin, something that will come to your aid, that will aid you when you come up on HIV or come up on a full-blown AIDS, or when you even become exposed to diseases that your body wants to fight off. Your melanin was created to fight these diseases off. Do you know that all of these brain stems that they're fighting to get, they are looking to get those stems through the umbilical cord and also through young people, so that they want this melanin so that they can produce the same duplicate thing that you have, African-American, that's natural in abundance. Now, your bodies are not for junk, and don't go donating your organs anywhere. Don't go putting your name on a list anywhere. Learn what's going on. There are people buying organs all over the place because they are buying placentas, because it's concentrated, the melanin, in the placentas. That's why a lot of midwives do not want to go in the hospital, because they don't want their placentas explored and tested and used. Now, what is melanin doing for us now? Melanin has the ability to give you everything you need to have short-term and long-term memory, to make you very intelligent. So, why are children failing in school? What is going on? Have we got the right stuff to make them intellects? What is going on? I'll tell you, it's the diet. Diets can calcify the melanin. And there is a test. Dr. Delber talks about a test and what you can do to decalcify your melanin. Every one of you that are African-American should be concerned if your child is suffering a deficit. How to get the melanin decalcified in the brain so the child can begin to start learning. Most of what we have as an attention deficit disorder is none other than a melanin calcification problem, which can be solved if the child's melanin is balanced again. So, why do people love music so much? When you put the music on, you don't have to show them how to dance. You don't have to show them how to let off their inhibition. They know exactly what to do. You don't have to tell them how to do it. Shake a tail feather. Bend over, let me see you. Shake a tail feather. They got it together, because the rhythm, the beat, the rhythm is in them. It comes naturally. Try teaching a child anything with music and watch him grasp and comprehend. I know this because I'm working with a child right now where everything we do has some association with music and rhythm and beat and counting. Now, I want to say this for the record. There's no failing in the classroom with all African-American males. Moms, you are going to have to look at that child's diet. You're going to have to go to naturopathic doctors to have your children tested for their melanin and finding out if it is calcified. How do you decalcify it? Now, we're talking about something that our ancient ancestors left. Now, because the ancient ancestors left us this, they also have a frequency, and melanin has a frequency. So therefore, our ancestors have never left us. They are right here with us in the atmosphere. That is why it's very important for you to meditate and to call on your ancestors and pour libations on their behalf, because they are right there. Because of the melanin, their melanin cannot die. Their frequency cannot die. So they had to be right in the atmosphere. Why do you think I call on them as often as I can to bring them back? Because their support is needed, and you can bring yours back. They've never gone anywhere. They're part of the melanin. Now, let's talk more about the music education. What can teachers do in the classroom to turn this failure around? Well, they can put more music in the classrooms. Now, guess what? The inner cities can't afford the music instrument like orchestra and music and three or four classes in the elementary level. They can't afford it. But if you go into the urban setting, oh boy, they're doing music a big time. They have three and four classes of music, and now they've got mommy and me music classes teaching baby how to rock that thing, teaching baby how to bend over and shake a tail feather and counting to the beat, and let's shake it down. Come on, baby, shake it on down for mommy. Come on now, baby, shake it, shake that thing. See? They know that when you put that rhythm in them at an early age, mathematics is easier, and understanding comes quickly, and they can comprehend, and the short-term memory begins to work, and the long-term memory. But what about music in the urban settings? What is happening to our orchestra classes? Some people have gotten so smart, they said, darn it, we're going to have that music class. Even if we have to have it on off hours, we'll have a Saturday class with all of our orchestra and music. And some of them are doing it because they're doing it right here in my hometown where those children are playing in orchestra. They're playing violins and violas. I'm so proud of my town because we are the music capital of the world, I think, because our children started out playing the viola and violin and orchestra, and they're playing music right now, in classrooms on Saturday, and my sons had a chance to play music. And I knew this because I was in the urban, I was in the suburban setting, and this is where every child had to go and pick their instrument, and they had to be able to sign up for music. But here in the urban settings, in the inner city, there were no instruments to pick up. And somebody decided to offer a scholarship for those lonely minority children who didn't have access to instruments. Now, it's fading away, but they've been trying to hold on to those Saturday classes because they know how important they are. Because when a child learns music, they learn mathematics, and they learn science and reasoning. And they also learn socialization, which is very, very needed for those earlier preschools. And when you go into the suburban setting, those preschoolers are socializing with music, interacting with music, and mommy's going to class right along with the child. Now, there are more and more early childhood classes that are now making real big on doing early intervention for music in the classroom. So how does this act as a therapeutic mechanism to heal our sick, sick children? It heals the sick, sick soul. As I told you that story about the little boy saying, please don't take my sunshine away from me, my only sunshine. Because of that, they know that music has the ability to work on the neurological aspect. Do you know when you have a lack of melanin, the way you can tell is because the neurological disorders come like Parkinson's disease when you're shaking all over the place. You very rarely see very many African Americans with Parkinson's disease if they're heavily melanin enriched, but if their melanin's been tampered with, you will find them developing Parkinson's disease. Now, I want to say this because we're talking neurological here, Mommy and Dad, and all of your sisters and brothers. Can you dig it? I can dig it. you can dig it, they can dig it. If you got melanin, you should be able to dig it. Because the rhythm is what your child may be lacking. Instead of putting them on all of these drugs and medicine, you might need to have a behavior modification, such as a dance class or drumming class or a class where they can do drumming as a group or individually drumming. But some form of music, especially if the child has extra energy that he doesn't know what to do with, then direct that energy so that he can disperse it in a manner where he can direct it and drive it. Now, once again, I want you to know this, that music education is a therapeutic mechanism. They're now paying music therapists to come in and treat children that have deficits and conceptualize problems where they can't communicate or if they're hyper and they're disorderly. So it's very important that we should understand that we're not going to make any more strife in these classrooms until we go into the urban setting and make sure every child has a musical instrument and is enrolled in some form of classes. Now, remember when I told you it's just not necessary, it doesn't just help a child when you are piping that Beethoven and Bach in the room and they're listening to it passively, just roaming around the room, just moving their arms, belly, and cursing and bowing. No, they must take lessons, which is what I confirmed before. They must be engaged in lessons, and they must be counting the notes. They must know how to do a chord. There's only three chords that you have to memorize in piano. And when you remember those three chords in piano, they're repeating themselves throughout. So get the lead sheet so they can learn how to read the chords. It's very important. I'm learning more and more about music as I go, because I want to be able to teach my grandson about the beauty of music and how music will change their life. Music made me a better student in school. I was just a C student, just trying to feel my way through the service hall so I wouldn't get shot or so I wouldn't be in the midst of an altercation. But when it came to music, music made me come alive and come out of my shell and allowed me to express myself. The same way it does for all children. If you engage a child in music, you will see the best of that child come out. Now, as I talk to you about melanin, I want you to know one thing, that right now as I speak, mothers, get all the information you can on melanin and read up on melatonin and find out how melatonin can be used in your diet and find out if your child is deficient in melanin. And once again, this is a real situation where blacks need to know that people are scurrying all over the place because as the sun gets hotter, it will cause those who are lacking melanin to be exposed to the rays of the sun and develop cancer. So therefore, they would like to do something about this, and now that there's melatonin pills on the market, then these are used for those particular people. However, melatonin has also been prescribed for people who have a lack of sleep. They take you into a REM of sleep to help you become very, very deep into sleep. I've taken melatonin before. It is a sedative that relaxes you and put you into a sleeping mode. It is a food product. It is made from a food product. Now, I'll say this much, I can't prescribe anything for you, and this is according to OMI. You have to make the decision on what you do. But I do know this much, it's very important for us to stop getting our children diagnosed with ADHD, with hyperactivity, and without hyperactivity. It's very important for us to know a little something about the concept. And when somebody gives you a diagnosis, always go get a second opinion, because the hospital and your insurance company will pay for a second opinion so that you can rule out what is exactly wrong with your child. Now, there's post-traumatic stress syndrome that most of our children are experiencing behaviors if they're in a war zone because they're fighting in a war zone in the neighborhood. So you got children that cannot perform in the classroom because they're still trying to remember what happened in the neighborhood. And they want you to know that they are suffering. So they begin to react and act out. Children who act out are not always acting out intentionally. Sometimes they act out because they have no other choice because of the post-traumatic stress syndrome, acting as if they've been in a war zone. Now, I like to say this to you, listening audience, that African Americans should be the proudest people in the world. I want you to understand that one thing that no one can take from you is your dignity, and you have to lay that down. But until you realize no form of dope, crack, cocaine can give you dignity, and you cannot depend on that to make your day or to give you life, because God said that Jesus came to give you life and that more abundantly. So you can't get it from no substance. You have to understand it was planted in you already, and others see it. Why can't you see it? Don't keep using cocaine, and don't keep using marijuana thinking you're going high, yeah, yeah. You are decalcifying your melanin, destroying the best that you have to offer, and expressing yourself through music, song, and dance. So why don't you heal yourself? Why don't you lay that stuff down and find out that you have a sedative in you naturally that will give you a natural high? So many of us have felt heartbroken over our financial situation, over what is happening to us in our communities. We feel stuck. We feel lost because we don't have jobs. But I'm telling you that because of the substance you have in you, you can feel renewed again, because there is a time coming when this thing, just like you were in rulership one day previously and someone had to rule over you, there's going to come a time when rulership of existing powers to be will be no more. You have to be sane enough. You have to be livid enough to rule again. How can you rule if you don't know that you have a substance in you to make you heal yourself? But if you're constantly getting on drugs and having to rehabilitate, getting off drugs, you're going to damage the best thing that the Creator gave you, and that's your precious melanin. And you got soul. You got so much soul. Like James Brown said, he wasn't lying. You got soul. You a soul man. You a soul woman. And because you have that soul, you have that ability to bounce back. Look at how many things you've come through. Look at Ma Dear and Big Mama. They done carried you through so much. Ain't nothing on this earth worth dying for and losing your capability to express yourself in song and music. Because those that are out there expressing themselves in song and music, taking cocaine, lay that stuff down. You are natural at singing. You are natural at dancing. You have to understand that right now in the laboratories, they're trying to reproduce your melanin because people are trying to stay alive off of your substance. You are going to create the cures of the world off of melanin. But you have to know about it to know what you got. Isn't it funny how we look on the other side and over our shoulder like somebody over there got something better? You're the one with that something better. Now act like you got soul. Act like you got rhythm. Act like you got a beat and dance to the beat. Can you dig it? I can dig it. She can dig it. You can dig it. We all can dig it. Now let's get down with the rhythm and teach these beats. Babies about the soul and the music. Mothers, enroll your children in dance and music classes and get them a violin. Most of all, let your babies, your young babies, play a violin or a viola and let them express themselves and watch how they'll come out with their soul expressing themselves. Now, why am I talking about soul? I'm talking about soul because it's the sixth eye. It's the wisdom that was put in them. It's in their medulla oblongata. It was put in the Akashic record. Mother, sometimes when you're not with your children, you can send your frequency to speak to your children. You can also send the word to speak to them because the word was sent to heal them. So you have to understand, no matter how much education your child has, if he don't have wisdom and that sixth sense, he won't use the guidance that you have given him. So you want him to use that guidance. You want him to use that wisdom. So when somebody lay cocaine down on the table or reefer, then they can walk away and say, I can get that same feeling through meditating. I can go in my